Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, for Pastor, for having me up here.
Thank you.
It's a real honor to be up here in recognition of 75 years of Our Savior Lutheran Church here in the town of Gates. So it's an honor to be here, not only as a member of the town board here in Gates, to join with you today, but also as a member of this congregation that gets to spend each and every Sunday with you. So thank you, and thank you all for being here each and every Sunday and giving back to the community, your service to the fellow.
Why don't you read that?
Fellow men and women here in the town. So this is a certificate from the town of Gates. It says, we, the town of Gates, congratulate Pastor Joachim Wilk and the entire Lutheran Church of Our Savior congregation on your 75-year anniversary, and thank you for your commitment and dedication to the community. So, thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll put that on display. This morning is also a wonderful opportunity to dedicate some bells. Now, there's a little history behind all of this. When this church was originally built, there was a big picture. When the church was built, outside it was a bell tower. And Betty Curry and I were talking about that bell tower one day. She said, you know, I'd love to see that bell tower. And I said, you know, that'd be nice. And so, sadly, upon her death, her family decided they wanted to dedicate a bell tower in her memory. They are all here this morning. It's nice to see the Curry clan, if you will, all together. And it's nice to welcome them to this time. But pursuing this bell tower, we looked at other options, and one of them was a carillon, which I think would really fulfill and make Betty's heart sing, because it was it's a special kind of music, and it's something that we can share with our community as well, almost on a daily basis, as soon as the town council says we can do that. So, which is always a challenge. But this morning, we have speakers inside. You're going to hear some of the carillon this morning. And during communion, they're going to be playing some tunes in the carillon, and that you can hear that inside. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. But I would like to take this time to dedicate this carillon in memory of Betty Curry. Dear friends, today we do give thanks to God as we seek God's blessing, as we set apart this carillon for the glory and praise of God. Sing with joy to God our strength, and raise a loud shout to the God of Jacob. Praise God with tambourine and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. We give you thanks, O God, creator of the universe, for your abundant gifts. The whole earth reflects your glory. All your creatures praise you. We lift our voices to join the sounds and song of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen, in praise of your glory. You alone do great wonders, and by your wisdom you made the heavens and the earth. You have breathed your breath of mercy into your children, to hear from them a joyful shout with their own song. In the fullness of time, O God, you sang your new song, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is exalted by poets, musicians, and all your saints. Your spirit is the breath of our music and song. Send your blessing and upon us and upon this carillon, which we dedicate this morning, which, and to your praise and glory, enrich our lives through it, and grant us faith to hear your gracious purpose in it. By your Holy Spirit, let this carillon dedicated in the memory of Betty Curry enliven and proclaim your word to the building up of your church, to the glory of your name, and to the good of all your people, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
That was Betty's favorite hymn. And so we're glad to play that with you. Stand with me now as we turn to the order for